dear brothers and sisters in Christ. In the gospel today, we hear of God's invitation that is refused by a number of those whom he had invited. In fact, all of those who he initially invited to come to his banquet excused themselves, found other things to be more important and more desirable in their estimation than to respond to the call. The banquet is ready, now come. And this is an analogy in other places in the gospel. There are other examples, also other parables, where this metaphor of the dinner or the banquet, or in another case, a wedding feast, is used as a parable for the kingdom of God, to explain the kingdom of God. The master responds to this self-excusing from his banquet. It says here, in a rage, and he commanded his servant to go and call others then who had not originally been invited. And he's really going to the extreme to bring in and fill his home with those who are farthest from his home. Go out to the byways, to the highways, to the hedgerows, and call people. But I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my dinner. So this should give us pause to reflect on our own response to God's invitation. It was in another dinner parable in chapter 22 of Matthew, the one where he throws the wedding feast and someone shows up without the wedding garment. And that parable concludes with this teaching: many are called, few are chosen. All of us are among the called. We've received the gift of baptism, and so we've received the invitation. Now, we haven't been called yet to the banquet. That comes at the end of our earthly pilgrimage. But we need to be ready to go positively, not being in a state where we're more attached to our own affairs than the will of God. In fact, we should be on guard against ever being in that state. And every time we sin, really, we're telling the Lord that our will and our affairs are more important to us than His. And this, we can understand the offense involved when we realize that God, the Almighty and the All-Benevolent, sent His Son for our sake and asked His Son, who complied with His Father's will, to die for us. And so when we refuse to comply to the will of the Father, we're insulting Him and His Son. And so this is a grave situation that we just don't often realize how grave of an offense it is. And it's said that in a certain sense, every sin is infinitely offensive because it's against one who is infinite. God is eternal and infinite. And so everything we do to offend Him is immense. It doesn't seem so to us, and it didn't seem so to these guests. Well, I have these oxen that I have to check out. Please excuse me. I just got married, please excuse me. Now today, our country once again goes to the polls to elect candidates, and there we have, we may be tempted, some may be tempted, to put some temporal concern above the will of God. There are many who present themselves for us to, as representatives. They propose to represent us in government and advocate for things that go contrary to the will of God. Those who promote abortion, those who promote marriage between persons of the same sex, they're going against the will of God, the teaching of God Almighty. And they will answer to God if they pass laws that are contrary to His will, but we also will have to answer to God if we put them in office. And so this is an opportunity today for us to keep in mind that all of our actions, including voting, which we are also obliged to do, it's not something that we can just say, well, I'll avoid the whole situation and not vote. No, we're called to participate in the life, in the civic life of our country, and be witnesses there also. We don't have to tell anybody how we voted, but God knows. And so let us today remember that we have been invited. We're on the list of those who God has graced with baptism and who are called to eternal life, but He who made us without our participation will not save us without our participation. We have to actively respond by doing His will. And the Godfather made an offer that you can't refuse, right? I'll make him an offer he can't refuse. Well, we can refuse God's offer, but it would be foolish to do so. So we've been praying in this time leading up to the election with several novenas, and so today concludes a novena to Mary, the patroness of the United States, who was to whom our country was consecrated centuries ago by the first Catholics in America, and the bishop consecrated America to the Immaculate Conception. Actually, that wouldn't be the first bishop, because the Immaculate Conception was not declared a dogma anyway until the 1850s. I don't know the exact, I think I saw it was 1791 when the first consecration was made, but in any case, she is the patroness of the United States, she who never for an instant refused God's will. She is the one who oversees our country and advocates for us before God. Let us be worthy of such a queen and patroness and do our part every day, remembering that God has called or invited us, and we have to respond to that call. And today, such an important moment in the life of our country, let us be particularly aware of this and vote according to Catholic principles and help then build up this kingdom of God. Mary, Immaculate Patroness of the United States, pray for us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.